Actually, I gave it some thought and I realized that you can't fit you couldn't fit a big enough disc into under the hood of the Pure Zero to accommodate a situation in which the grooves, the spacing of the grooves on the flywheel disc would be a millimeter apart. You'd have to have a 6 foot diameter disc over 6 feet, and that's not going to fit. So it would have to be some fraction of a millimeter of spacing between each radial groove. It could be half a millimeter, could be a third of a millimeter, but whatever it is, to be able to bring down, shrink down the size of the disc so that the diameter of that disc is within a reasonable size that you could fit it under the hood as a motor, you know. So it took a little thinking, and then I realized, huh, what? No, that's not going to work. But okay, so not a millimeter, a fraction of a millimeter, but not too much of a fraction. And you know, machinists, they can get a lot of precision when they do their work. They can, you know, go down to a hundredth of an inch. Now, an inch has 25 millimeters, and a hundredth of 25, let's get out the calculator again. If we have 25 millimeters per inch, and we divide by 100, well, what is that? That's a quarter of a millimeter. So yeah, we could have a quarter of a millimeter times, what was it? 67,000? So times 67,000 of these, more or less, to give us 1.67, 1.675 millimeters along the circumference of the disk. Is that right? Right. So now we divide by 2 and we divide by 3.14159, and we get a disk whose diameter is about a quarter of a yard. No, radius, whose radius is a quarter of a yard. So the diameter is going to be half a yard, 1.5 feet. That's not bad. 1.5 foot diameter to your disk. Oh, that's really good. So you see, it's that would be the minimum that maybe he could get away with, but maybe he didn't have to go that tight, okay? Tight a target. But it's doable. It's very doable. This is a very doable situation. You know, it has you know, in theory, right? Maybe not your standard garage mechanic working out of his own private personal garage could do something like this, but with the right tools, you can machine it. You could do it. You could make a custom motor to actually work in this for this circuit. Pretty cool, huh?